Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Most of central and eastern North Dakota is pothole country. And as one looks out at all those sloughs, it appears that the vast majority of them are dominated by cattails. Those sloughs have been changing more than most people realize. The common cattail is native to North Dakota as well as much of North America. It produces the large cattails, actually clusters of female flowers, that are comparable in size to a hot dog. The oldest specimen of the species in the NDSU herbarium was collected in 1891. The narrowleaf cattail is probably a native to Europe, with the first NDSU collection dating to 1942. It produces a cattail that's more comparable to a Sharpie or large pencil, and as the name implies, has a narrower leaf than a common cattail. There's also a hybrid of the two species. The earliest date for a collection of it in the NDSU herbarium was 1963. The hybrid's quite variable, with characteristics that are often in between those of the parent species. It might surprise you, but there was an extensive survey of wetland vegetation in North Dakota just before World War I, and they found few wetlands dominated by cattails. How things have changed. This hybrid has been spreading rapidly in the region. Even though it may not reproduce sexually, once the hybrids become established, it can spread quickly by rhizomes and fragmentation. Hybrid cattails are more competitive than either of the parent species and has become quite invasive. Most of the thick, dense stands of cattails in the region are hybrid cattail. Hybrid cattail flourishes where it receives nutrients and sediment from the adjacent uplands. The dense stand expands, eliminating other more desirable aquatic plants as well as animal life. Although these dense and extensive stands of hybrid cattail may provide winter cover for pheasants and deer, they may actually be avoided by ducks, which need more interspersion of open water and vegetative cover. The cattails are changing the ecology of sloughs all around North Dakota. So take a closer look at the cattails, and be on the lookout for large, dense stands of hybrid cattail. I've put links for more information on cattails along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.